The Wheel, a big idea that's inspired countless new ones. From the horse-drawn carriage to a rover on Mars. 30 years ago, State Street launched the Spider S&P 500 ETF, SPY. A big idea that inspired the world to invest differently. And still does. What can you do with SPY?
Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit SSGA.com for a prospectus containing this and other information. Read it carefully before investing. SPY is subject to risks similar to those of stocks. All ETFs are subject to risk, including possible loss of principal. Alps Distributors, Inc. Distributor.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is the Signal Storm Podcast.
Folks, I want to take you back to last Tuesday. Last Tuesday was when the Republicans were supposed to get back to work. They showed up to the Congress and then they went behind closed doors. We were told they would do that and then they would hammer out who was going to be the next speaker. Then they would have the official vote on Wednesday. Well, guess what? Didn't quite go down that way. And so while we're sitting without a speaker, of course, all hell is breaking loose over in the Middle East as Joe Biden brings war to the Middle East after President Trump had brought peace through the Abraham Accords, which should have been expanded on. So anyway, while this was all going on in the House, I'm interviewing Senator Ted Cruz on Newsmax, and I asked him this question about this catastrophic intelligence failure of the Israelis that they couldn't see this coming. The worst terror attack they'd endured in 50 years. And I asked Senator Cruz the following question.
Isn't it fair to say that America's so-called leadership shoulders some of the blame for the Israeli attack?
I think that's very fair to say. And in fact, I think that is entirely accurate. What we are facing right now is the worst attack on Israel in 50 years. And if you want to understand just how disastrous the Biden foreign policy is, we have two simultaneous wars waging. We have the biggest war in Europe since World War II in Ukraine, and we have the biggest war in Israel in 50 years. Both of them were caused by the weakness of the commander-in-chief, the weakness of Joe Biden, by the appeasement of this president. But, Chris, it's even worse than that. This terror attack from Hamas, which on Saturday was the worst mass murder of Jews since the Holocaust. More than 900 Israelis have been murdered. Thousands have been wounded. Hundreds or more have been kidnapped and taken hostage. And this was funded by the Biden administration. Since Joe Biden became president, this administration has flooded roughly $50 billion into Iran, into the radical theocratic regime of Iran, and Hamas works for Iran. This attack was planned by Iran. It was under the direction of Iran. It was funded by Iran, and it was funded using money that Joe Biden allowed to flood into the Ayatollah so that he could wage war on Israel and so he could wage war on America.
Yeah, and see, Cruz, on that last point, too, there's a lot of left-wing nut jobs in the press who are trying to say, oh, maybe it's a possibility that this time Iran didn't fund it. You know, the worst terrorist attack in half century in Israel. So, of course, the left-wing, who are big apologists for the inhuman terrorist regime of Iran, who are sympathetic to the Iranians and their effort to bring down the United States of America with their allies, China, in Mother Russia. Of course, the left-wing is sympathetic to the Iranians, but and trying to run cover for these individuals over in Iran. But the idea that they've, oh yeah, they've supported Hamas for years, and this time, though, on the most egregious overstep, maybe Iran wasn't responsible for any of it. It's absolutely absurd. And to the funding issue, the idea that Joe Biden has been doing everything to relax the sanctions on Iran, flooding Iran with millions of dollars, whether freeing up their own assets or allowing them to charge a premium for oil and gas to keep their terrorist regime afloat. I'll tell you what happens, folks. Every single time Democrats try to buy the goodwill of the Iranians go out and buy a dagger with that money, and they stab America and our allies in the back. And that's, they do it every single time, but it never stops Democrats from trying to buy off our enemies. And so too is it with the Republicans. However, the Republicans try to buy off Democrats. John Cornyn and Mitch McConnell and those Senate Republicans, they were the ones who voted to fully fund Joe Biden's regime, Joe Biden's push for illegal immigration, which is making us all less safe here in America. So look, very much on our minds, the battle, the ideological battle inside the Republican Party. So a week and a half ago, when this whole thing was going down with the Republicans ditching their speaker because, you know, there's no ideological commonality, no unifying principle among the Republican Party, it set us on a track of ultimate dysfunction. And the conversations I was having with fellow conservatives around that time, when the speaker's thing was all going down, I think they were quite illuminating about where we are, conservatives perhaps getting a divorce from the Republican Party that has abandoned conservative principles. We talk about it with Kevin Jackson coming up next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Does the state of the economy have your head spinning? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
How can switching to Patriot Mobile help you? First, when you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're not going to be funding a left-wing company. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative cell phone company. They donate to the causes you and I support. How else can it help you? Well, it will keep voices like mine independent. You switch over to Patriot Mobile. They have industry-leading reliability because they're not just one network. They have all three major networks. And every single time you switch to Patriot Mobile, using my promo code, STORM, you support me, and you keep my voice independent. So just in case somebody in the woke crowd tries to come around and cancel me, they can't, because you have the power. So go to patriotmobile.com/storm, patriotmobile.com/storm, and switch today. Can also dial 972-PATRIOT. Check out all their discounts. Stop funding your political opposition. Help keep me independent. Spend your hard-earned money on folks who have your values, not the woke crowd. 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. PatriotMobile.com/storm.
Do you ever wonder what it would be like to trust that where you get your news is accurate and pro-citizen? Well, Texas Scorecard has you covered. We give you real news for real Texans. Go to TexasScorecard.com today.
You all remember in the speaker fight, the Democrats were saying, look, because the Republicans have proven they can't govern, that means you all must elect Democrats so we can rule over you. That's what they were saying. Elect Democrats because we should rule over your lives, every aspect of your lives, because Republicans don't know how to govern. It's all because the Republican Party doesn't have any unifying principles. What do I mean when I say no unifying principles? What I mean is something that Republicans say, this is what we all will vote on. Regardless of what the Democrats say, this is what we're all for. I want to welcome on our guest. Folks, this is a good friend of mine. If you're done with the old, biased, untrustworthy, boring snooze out there, Check out my pal Kevin Jackson. He's a former Fox News contributor who delivers highly entertaining news, commentary, and opinions on the Kevin Jackson Network in a variety of formats. And welcome, sir.
Mr. Salcedo, you've got to continue. There's more to my exploits than you've explained. Please continue.
Yes, let's talk more about. Let's talk more about me. Yes, I understand.
Right, there's so much more to me than you've even let on. Now, man, look, we're having a great time right now. As I said before the break, when I got called by your producer, you know, the shot that went over the bow of the Uniparty is that the MAGA Republicans are in control. And I know they don't want this to be. They would love to believe that the people that you know, effectively restructured how politics should really be with Donald Trump, the election of Trump, and the establishment of what they're calling the MAGA Republicans, and who they want to demonize, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
This is the best thing that's happened politically since the Tea Party movement, and it's actually an extension of it. So McCarthy being gone, Mr. Squishy, the guy who, you know, decides, I don't know if you saw, he was wearing a Ukraine flag, proud to fund the Ukraine while we've got veterans committing suicide.
I saw.
People losing their homes, businesses, et cetera. We've got all these false flags around COVID and the vaccines and don't know who to trust. Do you believe in this nation that's thinking about, you know, how things really work? Trust the FBI? Do you trust the media? Do you trust the CDC? Do you trust the FDA? The short answer is no. Most of us are skeptical about all of these things that are led by these so-called experts that we've learned have been bought and paid for. So I'm glad this happened. And there's so much more that the ripple effect of this that it's going to make for fun radio for the remainder of the year.
Sure, and very instructive. And I think one of the destructions of this illusion of a two-party system came when we now know that the Republicans are taking away Nancy Pelosi's posh digs, Steny Hoyer's posh digs. And see, to me, my question is, wait a minute. Since the Republicans took over, their number one priorities are making sure that Nancy Pelosi didn't have to give up her office space. Steny Hoyer didn't have to give up his office space. The Republicans were playing nice. But now that the Democrats had sided against their speaker again, and their speaker's leadership, after the GOP leadership had done so much to cave into Democrats, the Democrats sided against them. This was so instructive, Kevin, on so many levels, in particular that the Democrats play to win always, and the Republicans play to please Democrats. Am I wrong?
I literally just wrote about this, saying McCarthy got his lesson. You want to sleep with a rattlesnake, and then you wonder why you got bit.
Yeah.
You know, it's insanity. You know, look, the idea that these people are going to fight fair. Look at Pelosi and ask yourself this question. What has that harlot wench ever compromised on that didn't involve, you know, military or something like that?
She
hasn't compromised. When it comes to leftism, she is unrelenting. LGBTQ nonsense, racist nonsense, you name it. It has all progressed under Nancy leadership. It has all moved forward, which is the words they like to use. What have we done? We are the salt of the earth. We want our businesses to run right. We want government out of our lives. We want to, you know, pay a fair amount of taxes, but not be taxed, you know, necessarily. We want to raise our kids without them getting indoctrinated in schools. We want protected borders the same way you lock your doors at night. Nothing we say doesn't make sense at the micro level or the macro level.
Sure.
And yet we have a porous border that is allowing for an invasion. We have Bidenflation that is eating up every dime that you make, that's increasing homelessness, increasing crime. They want to defund the police. I mean, come on, what more can I tell you about these clowns? And look at the results. It's not even like you got to dig deep. You can look at the results anywhere in this country. D.C. right now, they tell you don't go, don't rent a car because you're probably going to get carjacked.
Well, yeah. Wait a minute. Only if you're a Democrat congressman. Henry Cuellar got carjacked. But you know what? And it bears pointing out that Nancy Pelosi did this with a 5-vote margin. This is the excuse the Republicans say. Well, we've only got a 5-vote margin, and we only have 1/3 of 1/2 of Congress. Well, that never seems to hinder the Democrat Party. They seem to know how to wield power. And again, I think we've had it confirmed At least one aspect of what the Democrats are saying is true. The Republicans, because they have no unifying principles, they can't govern. It doesn't necessarily mean we need rulers like the Democrats, but it does confirm that that the Republicans can't govern. Kevin Jackson.
You need principled people with conviction.
Amen.
That's what you need. I mean, that's it in a nutshell.
You need
principle and conviction. And we don't have that. We have nothing but squishy uniparty reach across the aisle, try to satisfy the left. Why? So they can get everything they want, and then when the time comes, they change the rules. It doesn't matter what it is, whether it's a 60-vote rule, they change it, whether it's a, should we stack the court? Whenever they don't get their way, they're conniving to get their way no matter what. And we keep putting in the power people that won't stick to principle. And that's why, you know, look, I read an article from Time that wants to make Gates out to be a pariah.
No.
He's a pariah because he forced McCarthy to live up to the rules that they established. Look, what would McCarthy have done had they not gotten him into the speaker position and said, these are going to be the rules you follow? Mm. What would this guy have done unchecked?
Yeah, exactly. It would have been the Democrat agenda from here to
exactly.
next Sunday. Look, Kevin, I've got two more questions I got to get out to you, and I only got about 2.5 minutes here. So,
sure, man.
So McCarthy was pulled from the left and from the right. Now we know who the conservatives are. We know their names, but you know what? The Republicans are hiding their left-wing pro-Democrat Republicans. I have been trying for weeks now to get the Republicans to tell me the names of those who said, come on, just spend what the Democrats want to spend. Just do what the Democrats want to do. And if you don't, if you give in to your conservatives, Kevin McCarthy, we're going to sign a discharge petition, and then we're going to undermine your speakership and turn over control of the House of Representatives back to the Democrats. We don't know those Republicans' names. Why do you think that is, Kevin?
Well, I mean, I heard Debbie Leskow from my state. She was jumping on Matt Gaetz because of what he did and saying all Matt wants to do is get in front of the camera. Well, what is a representative? He's representing millions of people. I want him to get in front of the camera, be in front of it all the time. That's what AOC does and spouts out her garbage. So, look, Republicans have to get used to how things are going to work. They need to expose the people that are in there. And the reason why they don't do it is because there's this blanket of protection of these uniparty bandits that are running the country. And we got to get rid of them. And that's why I say this is such an important first step for Gaetz. All right, hopefully we got enough for your second question.
Yes, exactly. We've got reparations being floated out there again to divide us. We've got the DIE program, Diversity, Inclusion, Equity, DIE. The LGBTQ, ABCDFG, Cultural Marxism. Now the unions are being thrown under the bus because of the green Marxist agenda. Every effort by the left is to divide this country and to flush us down the toilet. And you are putting on an event that I think stops that actually dismantles all of that. Tell the folks about it.
Yeah, it starts tomorrow. The cvisionsummit.org is where people can find out about it. And we talk about all these issues, wokeism in capitalism, wokeism in the military, wokeism as it pertains to feminism, wokeism in racism, legislation, all this nonsense that we don't need in this country, that we spend billions of dollars every year fighting. It's a multi-trillion dollar per year war over the decades, that is a war we've already won.
Yep.
And we're trying to do everything we can to stop it. So I hope people, even if you can't go, support it, because, Lord knows I'm upside down on the thing. But I think it's important that black conservatives get out the word and show that we're willing to get in a fight and take bullets for this country.
That's right. And you know what? Count on support from your liberty-loving Latinos and the millions of us that are out there in that effort. Kevin Jackson, where can folks go if they want information on the event and so they can follow you?
Yeah, the Kevin Jackson Network pretty much has everything that we do. So go to there if you want centralized, because we're into films and a bunch of other stuff. But this event is visionsummit.org for people that want to support that particular effort. Is visionsummit.org.
The Kevin Jackson Network website is beautiful. You did a great job on that, man. So
thanks, man.
That's going to do it for this Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me a favor, visit a couple of websites for me. TexasScorecard.com, that's number one. TexasScorecard.com, if you want to bring accountability to those Republicans who have Democrats as their top priority, not you, the voter, that's where you go to keep track of all these primary races, which are going to be huge. We'll decide the direction of Texas for years to come. That's where you need to go, TexasScorecard.com. Also, check out ChrisSalcedo.com. That's where you find me, the Chris Salcedo Shows on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. It is simulcast on Rumble, simulcast on Getter, simulcast on N2, Newsmax 2. Also, speaking of Newsmax, Newsmax 1, every afternoon, Monday through Friday, 4 o'clock Eastern until 5, that's where you find the Chris Salcedo Show, the TV version. Till we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by government. It is measured by how much power is reserved for you and me, we the people. You stay safe out there, my friends.
The Wheel, a big idea that's inspired countless new ones. From the horse-drawn carriage to a rover on Mars. 30 years ago, State Street launched the Spider S&P 500 ETF, SPY. A big idea that inspired the world to invest differently. And still does. What can you do with SPY?
Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit SSGA.com for a prospectus containing this and other information. Read it carefully before investing. SPY is subject to risks similar to those of stocks. All ETFs are subject to risk, including possible loss of principal. Alps Distributors, Inc. Distributor.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.